Obsessive Compulsive Disorder, OCD. Millions of Americans suffer from it, but it's widely misunderstood and remains a frequent punchline in jokes. This weekend, the International OCD Foundation is hosting an event to explain what living with the condition is really like, using art, music, poetry, and animation.
My name is Kendra Matazzi, and I have OCD.
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 This morning, WBUR's Andrea Shea introduces us to a Newton filmmaker taking part in the weekend program.
23-year-old Kendra Matazzi has OCD, but she also has a very cool job at a Brighton production company that makes animated programs about nutrition for kids. A collection of action figures decorates her tidy desk.
So, a lot of spreadsheets in my life. A lot of notes, a lot of schedules, a lot of calendars, a lot of Ghostbusters and Alice in Wonderland.
Star Wars?
Yep, everything.
Matazzi says her OCD makes her a highly conscientious employee. Her sense of humor about her condition is playful, but she admits the way our culture jokes about OCD can be really frustrating, especially when people casually toss around the acronym.
Whether it's coworkers or friends or anything, they're like, oh, I'm just so OCD about this. And, you know, everyone laughs and then you go on to the next thought. But for me, I take that and I'm like, are you though? Do you really know what it feels like?
She has for her whole life, according to the stories her mother's told her over the years.
When I was a toddler, she found me in the room and I was organizing all of the shoes in the house in like a line. When I was beginning to walk, I would lean against the fridge and organize all the magnets in a line. And then they started to realize, this isn't cute. This is like a problem. She's having a problem with it.
Matazzi has learned to manage her compulsive behaviors, like counting and checking, with support from family, friends, and therapists. But she often hides them, too. In 2009, though, as a student at the Massachusetts College of Art and Design, she included some of her obsessive phobias, one involving germs, in an animated short film, where she used jarring edits to show how sporadic and stressful her OCD can be.
Germs. Sponges. Salmonella commercials. Whose idea was it to have a sponge? I'm going to find that man. I'm going to dig him up and punch him.
Matazzi is well aware that joking about OCD in her film might seem kind of hypocritical.
I didn't want people to think that OCD is not a problem. But at the same time, I didn't want to make a heavy piece because that's just not my character. I could have made a really heavy piece. I could have talked about, I picture my parents dying if I don't do these things.
I think people with OCD would like others to just get it.
Dr. Jeff Szymanski is the executive director of the International OCD Foundation, based here in Boston. He says the lack of understanding about this anxiety disorder is striking among the public, the media, and even the medical community.
What I say to people is if you really want to understand what OCD is, you don't look at the behavior. Talk to the person about what their internal experience is. Their internal experience is unremitting, debilitating, chronic anxiety. And all these behaviors, whether it's checking or repeating or washing their hands or praying or counting, all these things are all done to quiet this internal anxiety.
Communicating that internal anxiety through humor, poetry, music, film works, Szymanski says, in some ways better than lectures or research papers.
101.1, 3, 106.1, 8, 107.1, 9, 88.1, 17.
So that's why his foundation is screening Matazzi's film tomorrow at McLean Hospital as part of its OCD Awareness Week program. It will also be streamed live on the web.
The creative expression of OCD is really about, here is the torture that I went through. I want you to know that I went through this. I want you to know, if you have this, that you're not alone, that you went through this.
Now, making art can often be a therapeutic experience. Was it for Matazzi?
It was definitely not. It was really awful.
During the animation process, she remembers
my OCD being so bad, like, oh, you just drew that frame? Go back and delete it and redraw it. And I have to, because my mind's telling me I have to do it, otherwise something bad will happen. So it was actually, like, really frustrating how much my OCD got in the way of making this animation about OCD. It was like this awful, vicious cycle that I was stuck in. But I got through it. I managed to.
Now Kendra Matazzi looks forward to seeing her short film on the big screen in a room full of people at the OCD Awareness Week event. She hopes it will get some laughs, but at the same time, she wouldn't mind if it causes people to think twice before they crack a joke about their latest OCD moment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.